The Shining was author Stephen King's first hardback bestseller. Stanley Kubrick's film version was listed by no less than Martin Scorsese as one of the scariest horror films ever made. Well, now The Shining is an opera, and Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Kerr reports that its creators want it to be even more terrifying than the book or the movie.
When composer Paul Moravec and librettist Mark Campbell arrive to chat about The Shining, Moravec is carrying a huge spiral-bound orchestral score.
It's big, isn't it? Look at all these notes.
Lots of notes. Some of them are pretty good, some of those notes.
This tome, 3 feet tall and several inches thick, is the result of 3 years of work by Moravec and Campbell. The composer says the idea of an operatic adaptation of The Shining immediately attracted him.
Stephen King's original novel is all about love, death, and power. And those are the three foundational components for an opera.
The Shining, published in 1977, was Stephen King's third novel. It established him as a major figure in the horror genre. The Stanley Kubrick-directed film version, starring Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall, came out 3 years later. Both became hits, and that's good for pulling in audiences, says Minnesota Opera artistic director Dale Johnson. But it presents a challenge, too.
It's just part of our popular culture, so we have to make sure that the pace of the opera and the telling of the opera doesn't sit too long in one place because the audience is already ahead of you.
This challenge went first to Mark Campbell, who had to secure Stephen King's approval for the structure of his libretto and its content. Campbell got it, but says he had to do a lot of distilling.
Let's just say 600 pages to under 2 hours.
For those who missed out on the book and the movie, The Shining begins with Jack Torrance driving his wife Wendy and son Danny cross-country to his new job, winter caretaker at the empty Overlook Hotel in the Colorado Rockies. Those who do know The Shining know Jack Torrance is not a happy man. A drinker who has swung from failure to failure, he's desperate for a new start. Baritone Brian Mulligan, a bear of a man with an impressive beard, sings him.
He's a survivor of extreme domestic abuse. He's kind of struggling to, like, end that cycle of abuse with his own family. And failing miserably.
There is a lot of nervous laughter around this production. It seems to be a way of dealing with the troubling aspects of the story. As the Torrance family settles in, it becomes clear there are evil spirits in the Overlook. Composer Paul Moravec says the hotel itself becomes a malevolent character.
I think of the Overlook as sort of like this gateway into hell, and that when you finally see the ghosts, it's as though the gates of hell open up, and here they come spilling out onto the stage.
Grotesquely costumed actors and carefully choreographed video projections create the haunting. The ghost of his abusive father tells the increasingly unstable Jack that his wife and son must die.
Kill him, Dad. Kill him.
Brian Mulligan and soprano Kayleigh Caduce, who plays Wendy Torrance, have been training for weeks for what comes next.
They have some awesome fights.
They really do.
I mean, They're really good.
Knives, bottles. Mallets.
Yeah. Words.
Blood.
Yeah. Caduce and Mulligan say to sing and fight at the same time is exhausting. They had to ask Moravec to write a little extra music in some spots just so they can catch their breath. The Shining is the latest in a series of Minnesota opera premieres based on popular books, plays, and movies, including The Grapes of Wrath, Silent Night, which won a Pulitzer for its score, and Doubt. But the goal of the company's new works initiative goes beyond filling seats. The aim, says librettist Mark Campbell, is to create new operas that will be performed around the country.
If we get more people into the opera house because of the familiarity of the story and exposed to new and exciting and challenging music, we all win by that.
Several managers from other opera companies are attending the Minnesota Opera's premiere performances of The Shining to the encouraging news that the entire run has been sold out for weeks. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr in St. Paul.